Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, now let's turn to Los Angeles, where after years of debate, the city will soon be cracking down on Airbnb rentals throughout the city, including tourist hotspots like the beachfront town of Venice. The LA City Council yesterday approved new rules that will go into effect in July. So what do they mean for Airbnb hosts, for renters, for other cities? Matt Tinoco covers housing for KPCC in Los Angeles. It's that big a topic, Mac. And tick through some of the major changes they might see.
Right. So under the rules passed yesterday, hosts are basically allowed to home share for 120 days in a year. Home sharing refers basically to people who to lease out, say, a spare room in their house or their apartment, and it's their primary residence. It's the housing unit where they live in, and they want to host somebody else in there.
Right.
Which really, until now, there haven't been any rules governing any short-term rentals. So now, at least that part of it, hosts who want to lease out a room in their primary residence are allowed to do that for 120 days.
Well, and why only 120 days? If these are homes where people are living, I know there's also concern that people may be buying up rental properties to rent them as Airbnbs. They're not even there. There are restrictions on that we'll hear about. But why can't somebody have an Airbnb person in their home for more than 120 days?
Honestly, I can't give you a good reason. This process has been really going on for the past 3.5, almost 4 years now. And it's been really just a protracted back and forth between the companies themselves, the hosts, tenants activists, neighborhood activists. And actually, one of the phrases used by one of the city council members, Mike Bonin, yesterday was that nobody is actually super happy with this ordinance. It doesn't fully satisfy anyone. Any individual.
Yeah.
And I think we'll see how this plays out looking forward. But
so you talk about the amount of time. And as we said, they'll only be able to rent out primary residences. Is that to stop people from buying up, you know, rentals and other things to rent as Airbnbs?
Yes. Short answer. Yeah. Because that is really, I don't think anybody, the neighborhood activists, the tenant activists who are worried about these platforms, I don't think anybody really seems to mind, you know, a homeowner leasing out a spare bedroom. The concern is the large commercial operator who buys up an apartment building is like, well, we can make more money by leasing to tourists than long-term residents. Or an existing property manager who tries to kick out all the people who are living in a building to lease to sort of a revolving door of tourists, which that does happen. There have been a lot of court cases and that does happen in sort of the touristy neighborhoods like Venice, Hollywood, et cetera.
Right. Well, and also you won't be able to do this Airbnb rentals in rent-controlled units. That makes a lot of sense. There is a housing crisis in California, so you need those units perhaps for residents. But we also include that – we also see that the restrictions include non-residential buildings and temporary structures. Now, people know places like Venice, you know, beach volleyball, bodybuilders – have people been renting out tents for Airbnb?
I actually do remember anecdotally a tent being rented out on Airbnb, but I think this is more targeted at, you know, the backyard. Maybe you put a tough shed in the backyard, put a little bed in it, or you're leasing out your garage, and these are structures that aren't necessarily "quote unquote" fit for human habitation. And I mean, it's beyond — that's a bigger issue in Los Angeles than just short term rental platforms. But that's something that the city is paying very close attention to, just making sure that people are living not in substandard housing conditions, and that extends to rentals, I guess.
Yeah. Well, as you said, a big battle here. Airbnb spent millions lobbying. So did the hotel industry. They seem to have come out on top. But what about hosts? A lot of people are saying a host can collect the equivalent of a month's rent in about 10 days on the Airbnb market. And some of them are saying, hey, we're not rich or anything. We're going to be losing a major source of income.
It's hard because there's lots of different types of hosts, right? Like the person leasing out an extra bedroom or even like a back house for a tourist it's different than the commercial operator who can. Like that number that you just said is more for the apartment. So you can earn the amount of money that a tenant would pay in rent over a month in 10 days for short-term rentals, which there's a very, very clear financial incentive to switch over a property to short-term rentals as opposed to, say, a year-long lease property. But it's just hard because also the companies won't really publicize information. Like I've asked so many times to say, hey, can you give me the breakdown of who's a commercial operator, who has multiple listings versus who is leasing in just say a spare bedroom, and that information isn't made available to the public, which makes it very, very hard to distinguish between, you know, hosts who are just a regular person versus a corporate operator who right. is really trying to extract the most amount of money from a piece of property.
Well, and we have a few seconds, but I just want to comment that it also makes it hard to regulate this. I mean, you can have a restrictions, but how do you know who's doing what? Matt Tinoco, housing reporter for KPCC, we'd love to have you come back to talk about that. Thank you.
Thank you.